At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Elizabeth Peak of The Hill of Fox News, writing a column about the Trump administration's struggle with Harvard College to get it to a point where it acknowledges the anti-Semitism is not only unacceptable, it must be changed dramatically to the better. Must be, right away. And Liz, it is a puzzle to me. Is Harvard deaf? Is Harvard got an idea that we're not hearing? Anti-Semitism telling Jewish students not to wear Jewish paraphernalia to class? That is, it's grotesque.
It is grotesque. I think that is the right word. And they, you know, did a self-examination of the anti-Semitism problem at Harvard and found, guess what? There is profound underlying anti-Semitism that they have done absolutely nothing to correct. You know, there's a reason why a group called FIRE, Freedom of Individual Rights and Expression, ranks Harvard dead last amongst our major colleges and universities for freedom of speech. That is not a ranking I would be particularly proud of. Harvard doesn't seem to care. And I think they have a hideous anti-Semitism problem. I cannot imagine, John, and I think neither can you, sending a kid to Harvard who's Jewish and having them have to refuse to wear a Star of David or acknowledge their Jewish faith because for fear of persecution, not just from other Harvard students, but also from the faculty. I mean, it's an astonishing situation that they are now defending. And I think that is kind of the most outrageous part of all. And I think Trump, frankly, I think President Trump absolutely cannot believe it. I mean, I think he didn't expect to have as much pushback from Harvard. The college is pushing back. They're suing the administration. They want to fight this. And I just don't know on what grounds they think they have the moral, high moral ground here. I don't think they do. And I think it's very damaging to Harvard and to its reputation and so forth. I can't imagine a Jewish family deciding that's the place where their kids should go to school in the future.
I can't rule out Columbia University that has made adjustments, but still is not comfortable. It's not a comfortable place to say you're going to be okay. We had that demonstration, about a month ago? It was clearly concocted from the outside. So what we have here is, well, Liz, your column speaks to what the Trump administration is trying to do, but really Harvard has to do it on its own. It has to take the initiative.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the administration is stunned that having had this big study done, showing that, indeed, kids were under assault because they were Jewish. How can any school or any organization, for that matter, not respond to that in a positive and constructive way? I don't know.
Liz Peek for The Hill for Fox News.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.